Like Brussels sprouts, well, if like Manny, you don't like eating them, you might be interested to know that they can be put to another use, powering a Christmas tree, no less. A battery made entirely of the little green devils are being used to light an 8-foot Christmas tree in London this week. Paul Jackson of Engineering UK is on the phone to tell us more. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Gavin.
How does this work?
It's a great sight, actually, you know, because two-thirds of kids we found really don't like Brussels sprouts.
Only two-thirds? My goodness.
Well, only two-thirds. That's what they tell us. The others won't admit it. So we got 1,000 of them together, stuck in a couple of electrodes, bit of copper, bit of zinc, and put them together to light an LED Christmas tree set of lights. And it looks fantastic.
How many Brussels sprouts, and what is it in the sprout that's powering the tree?
It's 1,000 Brussels sprouts. And,
1,000 Brussels sprouts for one tree?
Absolutely, because it's not the most efficient battery. Actually, using something like a lemon would be more efficient, but it wouldn't be anything like as seasonal, and we wouldn't be saving those youngsters from those Brussels sprouts at Christmas.
When I heard the story, first of all, I was wondering, was it the gas that is often produced by Brussels sprouts that you were using to power it? But there's actually acid in the sprouts.
It's the liquid in there that's the electrolyte. And what we're trying to draw attention to is a bit of chemistry, a bit of engineering, thinking about maybe we can do things differently with energy in the future. And also we're drawing attention to our Big Bang Fair, our Science and Engineering Fair next year as well.
Paul, thanks so much for speaking to us. That's Paul Jackson, CEO of Engineering UK. There you go. If you put your Brussels sprouts aside on Christmas Day, there might be a use for them later on through powering Christmas trees.